Message number 96. Dealing with financial hardship. Thursday, May 26, 2011 at 13:00. My dearly beloved daughter, it is my wish that you now begin to fast at least one day a week. For by doing so you will greatly please me. This sacrifice will strengthen your purity of soul and bring you closer to my most sacred heart. My children in the world face many challenges in these times, challenges which they have never had to deal with before. The biggest challenge now is to deal with the way in which money is becoming scarce. This is very frightening for many who need this to keep their homes and feed their families. The second difficulty is the lack of any meaningful spiritual guidance in their lives, which had up to now been seen as important. Lose your income and you lose your aspirations for luxury worldly goods. For what use is a luxury car when you cannot feed your family? What use is a beautiful dress when you cannot keep warm in a house you can't afford to heat properly? It is only when my children find themselves bereft of the excesses to which they had become accustomed that they understand the reality into which they have now been plunged. Today your basic needs must be your priority. After that you need to ask yourself what is important now? Once you're fed and clothed, what then? One-upmanship is no longer relevant when you are striving to survive the basic elements. Envy of your neighbor's wealth and status matters no more. It is only now that you will seek out the spiritual comforts that have been missing for so long in your lives. In your quest to find comfort of mind, turn to me and my eternal Father God, the Creator of all things. Do not be tempted to seek remedies from spiritual healers unless they represent me. Do not seek artificial solace and stimulants to ease your pain and sorrow. The only way you will become free of worry and anguish is when you turn to me, Jesus Christ, your Savior. I am waiting now. Ask me to help you and I will supply your basic needs. I will always provide you with what you want. But you must ask me first. Never keep your worries to yourself. Share them with me. Hand me over all your concerns. I will respond immediately, for this will fill me with joy when you trust in me completely. I love you all. Your devoted Savior, Jesus Christ, King of Mercy and Compassion.